Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today are Abhi Talwalkar and Sudral Shah. Abhi is the president and CEO of LSI Corp, and Sudral Shah is the VP of Investor Relations. LSI Corporation is traded on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol LSI, and is a leading provider of innovative silicone systems and software technologies that enable products which seamlessly bring people, information, and digital content together. Thanks for joining me today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great. Start off by giving us a little bit of background on the LSI Mega Raid.
Well, I mean, first of all, LSI is, as you noted, is really focused on storage and networking. It's a number of changes that we made to the company over the last two, 3 years to bring exclusive focus around these two particular segments of the market. We believe that digital content growth is going to continue to explode, and we're going to also need a tremendous amount of bandwidth as well as intelligent networks to be able to support that growth. And that's sort of what our focus has been. In storage, we participate across four different categories and have pulled together what today really is an unprecedented level of storage offering, from building blocks in hard disk drives all the way to storage virtualization software and copy services, and really everything in between, silicon systems and software. In regards to MegaRAID, MegaRAID is our offering for host RAID or RAID within a server. And we've got a full offering from very value-oriented, low-cost RAID to high-performance multi-port RAID adapters that are used in very large online transaction processing sort of database environments. And today, LSI is the merchant market leader of that particular product category with its MegaRAID brand.
Great, and also talk a little bit about the Terari T1000, which is a content processor.
Yeah, Terari, it is a content processor, and this is a fairly new technology that's emerged over the last two, 3 years. We have a very strong leadership position. What content processing is all about is really about breaking open the IP packet as it traverses networks, and looking inside that packet and doing something with the findings, and whether that is associated with security, and in particular detection of various forms of threats, viruses, worms, malware, and so forth. But it also has a number of other applications that LSI is working with industry on, applications such as content-based billing. Depending on the content of the packet, you can also drive a certain level of priority for those packets if it's a voice packet versus a video packet versus a data packet. And that's where Terari is aimed at. And today we're enjoying adoption of Terari's technology for security applications through a number of companies in the networking and telecom area.
Sure, and can you talk to us a little bit about some of the trends that you see in the market right now, and how the company is positioned to capitalize on the trends?
Well, the trends, as we see them, putting aside the overall economic downturn, I think we're all certainly challenged with, but one of the things that really we feel good about is having positioned the company in the past several years around the supporting the growth in digital information, digital content, all that growth, and that growth is in the order of 50 to 70% per year and projected to continue growing for many, many years at that rate. That needs to be stored. It needs to be protected. It needs to be managed. And LSI is at the heart of all of that. In addition to that tremendous growth, driving growth in storage systems and various forms of storage systems, we are also seeing networks being heavily loaded today in terms of not only just the sheer amount of traffic, but the richness in that traffic. And that load on networks is driving a need for greater levels of intelligence so that IT managers can be much more discriminate in terms of how that bandwidth is allocated for higher priority applications, The other trend that we're seeing is obviously a tremendous growth in terms of video. Video is starting to become, I think, in excess of 10% of the traffic across the Internet and growing very rapidly. And as that happens, there will need to be, you know, very competitive solutions around video processing in the network. And LSI has a full family of digital signal processors that are geared specifically towards bringing voice and video into the network and network applications. So those are just some examples that we're trying to exploit. Clearly, Terrari and the deep packet inspection technology is aimed at another big trend, which is security. As networks around the world continue to become more and more open and have more and more clients connecting to them, the threat to corporate data as well as individual data continues to grow, and that's going to drive a demand for greater levels of security.
That's certainly interesting. And can you talk a little bit about what differentiates the company from other players in your sector?
Well, there's a number of things, and if I can be a bit generic across our different product lines, we have taken a platform approach. So we are focused on certain applications, and then within those applications, we bring a lot of that value to the table, multiple, you know, pieces of silicon, as well as an extensive amount of firmware and software, really enabling our customers, the OEM system companies, to add their value above that. And so they can basically work with fewer partners and fewer suppliers and get more of the solution from a company like LSI. So that's clearly been one differentiator, and we do that across all our product categories where we bring much more of the solution and the building blocks that come together around a particular application. Software, heavy amounts of firmware and software has clearly been a big differentiator for us. All of our product categories, we offer an extensive level of firmware to enable a lot of our features and functionality, but also move up into some aspects of the software layer.
Okay, and talking about, can you give us a little bit of background about your management team and a little bit of the experience?
Well, I mean, the management team is very experienced. We actually went through significant changes about 3 years ago when I joined, and we've brought in managers externally as well as obviously elevated a number of managers and had a very large multi-billion-dollar merger several years back, where we also had an infusion of managers. So we have a variety. We have managers from obviously LSI. We have very experienced managers that have run very large multi-billion-dollar franchises at Intel. We also have managers that have IBM experience. So it's a fairly deep sort of experience base that we have been able to bring together and mold over the last 2 to 3 years.
And what specific objectives has management set for the company over the course of the next few years?
Well, we have been building the company and and recasting every single dimension of the company the past 2 to 3 years, from strategy to the management team to moving to a 100% sort of outsource model for manufacturing. We've gone through 4 acquisitions, 2 divestitures, as well as a very large merger along the way, driving a significant amount of cost out of our overall expense base. And this has all been to position ourselves to be number one or number two in our storage and networking segments. And so if I look out over the next 2 to 3 years, clearly, the objective is to continue to grow this company, grow our market share positions. I don't see us expanding beyond those 2 particular categories. So our focus is to continue to elevate our design win momentum, which has been unprecedented, and do that with a focus on returning long-term shareholder value.
And in terms of the company's growth plans, will these be primarily organic, or do you consider strategic acquisitions?
Well, we've been fairly acquisitive over the last 2 to 3 years, I think we certainly have a balance sheet that would support that. But given the overall economic environment and the need to be prudent in this environment, I don't think you'll see us doing anything of that nature in the near term. We need to get a better understanding as an industry and really as an overall economy as to where the bottom of the market is and what sort of shape the recovery is going to take. Once we get a sense for that, you know, there certainly is a potential for M&A activity, although with a clear focus that it has to have a strategic fit and it has to be accretive.
So, yeah, please talk about some of the challenges that you face right now and how the company plans to overcome some of those challenges in the market right now.
Well, I think a lot of companies, all of our peers, are coming off a pretty significant downturn in the fourth quarter, as well as an inventory sort of correction cycle that's been in the works. All of us are watching our costs very closely, preserving cash. Our biggest challenge, which we're very committed to execute to, is how do we continue to maintain the tremendous design win momentum we've had in our markets the last 2 years, and really add to that momentum while also making sure that we stay cash flow positive in this difficult environment. And we've already taken significant steps over the past 2 years to cut our operating expense levels down by $75 million per quarter. That's on a quarterly run rate, and even made additional reductions over the past 1 to 2 quarters to make sure that we're well positioned to achieve a positive cash flow outcome for the year, while at the same time stay completely focused on our R&D and our strategy that we have that's been working very well for us. So it's striking that balance, making sure that we're doing what we need to do for the short term for our shareholders and our financial performance, but also making sure that we're well positioned to come out of this downturn at a much better pace than many of our peers.
And before concluding, what are the key reasons that LSI Corporation represents a good long-term investment to potential investors?
Well, I think if you look at our market position today, we have been able to establish in most of our categories a number one or number two position, but we are far from saturated in terms of our overall opportunities. So we may be enjoying only about 25% of our market share in aggregate of our total sort of serviceable market across all our segments. So we have tremendous growth potential. We have been able to achieve and establish scale in each of our product lines and have a very competitive product lineup. I think if you look at the next 1 to 2 years, the fact that 85% of our business is largely composed of business-critical end products, the storage systems, networking, and servers, versus PCs and consumer electronics, I think we're better positioned than many of our peers that are heavily exposed to PCs and consumer electronics in terms of the return. And then additionally, the last 2 years of design win momentum that we've had, a lot of that starts to layer in as incremental revenue and shared growth for us at the tail end of 2009 and definitely into 2010. So we believe those are some of the reasons why we're certainly confident in terms of our relative position versus many of our peers.
Well, we certainly do look forward to tracking the company's progress over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you gentlemen once again for joining me today.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.